Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Teachings in the air. Welcome to Teachings in the Air podcast with Jerry Oldman. Coming to you from Hunkaminam territory with a podcast series about Indigenous men's health and wellness. We aim to inspire, motivate, and empower Indigenous men to be sound in mind, body, and spirit, because that's what health means.
Hey yo, 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 hello, this is Teachings in the Air with Jerry Oldman. The topic of the podcast today is called Ceremony Over Distance. And how it come to be, I was contacted by Cole Daly from the University of British Columbia. Cole hosts this wonderful webinar called the UBC Learning Circle. So he called me and asked me if I would be on a webinar and that if I could share about self-care and wellness during the pandemic, and also about the importance of continuing to ceremony, and that how we can ceremony over distance. So I told Cole, of course, I'd be happy to do this, because I know how critical now, especially that we've been into this now for a couple of months, that the self-care, that this could be a good reminder for people how to take care of their mind, their body, and their spirit. So the webinar was 90 minutes, so this will be a two-segment podcast. So this is segment one, ceremony.
Welcome to the UBC Learning Circle, hosted by the Center for Excellence in Indigenous Health. I'm very pleased, I'm very excited to welcome Elder Jerry Oldman here to chat with us today about practicing ceremony over a distance and a little bit about his experiences as an elder during this time. Before we begin, I would like to acknowledge that the Learning Circle is hosted on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. And I would like to acknowledge and appreciate them for allowing us to operate on their territory today. Quick little introductions. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Cole. I'm from the Tsleil-Waututh First Nation. I'll be facilitating the session today, which means that I'll kind of just be sitting and listening to our elder with all of you. Other Learning Circle team members kind of operating online today, but not visible, are Cynthia, our production coordinator. Quick moment before we kind of jump into it, Jerry, I just wanted to say for everybody that's watching today, if the topics we cover can sometimes be triggering, and I know in this troubling time that there are sensitivities that exist and around communicating about the pandemic. So if that's you for today, I would encourage you to please engage in your self-care, whatever that looks like. If you have a support network, fantastic. Please make sure that you're able to utilize it alongside of our session today. So with that, with my bumbling, I'm going to pass the mic on over to our elder. Jerry, please take it away.
Oh, thank you. I call my young nephew Daily Cole, you know. It's so good to be here with the Learning Circle today. And at this time, you know, we're in these unique times in all of our lives. So I just like to start off with, I always like to start anything that I do with a ceremony, because ceremony is a spiritual or a public event, you know, that we become involved in life. So I just like to start off our little session here with a song that comes from the hummingbird. And this song is we'll be giving thanksgiving first for Tamiuch, which is a planet Earth, that provides all of our medicine, food, clothing, everything we have comes from Mother Earth to survive on this planet. And then the second part of the song is to give thanksgiving for our friends and relatives. That's in Shnuknukwa. All of our friends that we've met in our life that support us, and our family, and especially the ones that carried us when we were babies, so we could be here today. And we're going to honor those ones with this song, all of the ones that touched you in their life. We're going to thank them this morning. So first off, I'd just like to encourage you to visualize yourself as a hummingbird and hover above the earth when you hear Tamiuch, and find a place that has comforted you and give thanksgiving to that place. It might be on the water, on a lake or the river or the ocean, or it might be in the mountains or in the desert, whatever it is for you. Give thanksgiving today for that place that nourished you and calmed your spirit. And then when you hear in Shnuknukwa, you be the hummingbird that sees the ones that helped you and supported you, and you give thanksgiving to them today. Does it sound okay for that call? Okay.
That's amazing. Thank you, Jerry.
Kuxum Gallup and Shnuknukwa, Manitoba, Uchel Milcha, Kuxum Gallup, Dakota, Cree, Anishinaabe, Oji, Cree, Métis, and all the ones that come from Europe to settle in Manitoba. Jerry's coming to you from Brandon, Manitoba today. And I acknowledge the Uchel Milch. That's the original people from this part of the country. It's part of Mother Earth. I was thanking them for taking care of me in such a good way that we could survive here today. And I know that in some ways this land has been abused. But I believe because of ceremony from the past that this land was here to nourish everyone. So I just wanted to thank the relatives from this part of the land, called Treaty 2, Treaty 4, I believe, but there's also the Métis peoples and other ones here in Brandon. So I just thank them and acknowledge them first, because I'm a guest in their land. You know, I'm an immigrant. I migrated from BC to here with my wife. And I'm just so thankful, and I'd like to thank Cole for inviting me here today to be with you. And I see names, I can see some names of people that I know, like Perry, you know, Tansy Perry, you know, and the people that all over that I can see on my screen on the side. But part of the topic I was to address today was about my wellness in the times of this virus. You know, and I have had pneumonia in the past, and I'm walking pneumonia. So when I heard about the details of this virus, I got paranoid. I don't want to get this because my lungs have been damaged by pneumonia in the past. So I take it quite seriously. But how do I maintain that wellness? How do I be well? Wellness is about the active pursuit of keeping your mind strong, your body strong, and your spirit strong. That's what wellness actually means. It's an active pursuit of being healthy. And being healthy means to have a strong mind, body, and spirit. So that's what I focus on even more so than ever. You know, for my mind, I'm constantly finding ways to stimulate my mind, not to get trapped. Like some of the things that tempt me are things like Netflix, you know, and different things like that. But if I get trapped in that, my mind's not always going to be stimulated. So I'll find ways to stimulate my mind, to nourish my mind, to bring excitement to my mind. And usually that's about learning new knowledge, new skills. So I'll watch YouTube videos from different speakers, different people from different cultures, to stimulate my mind. And I read a lot and write and do Sudoku, you know, to keep my mind active. So it's critical that we keep our mind active in these times, that I keep my mind active. And for my body, I keep my body nourished with good food. I will have the odd pop or some potato chips. But basically, I want to keep with the veggies, the fruit, you know, the good food to keep my immune system strong. I also chew on roots, like there's wonderful roots here in Manitoba, and I get them from different gatherings, you know, bitter root. I chew that daily to help from my throat down. So I'll find medicines to take, and I have medicines. And I'll make tea out of and I'll drink it. I burn medicine. And when I burn different herbs and plants, that's medicine that's released into the air. And I'll breathe it into my system. I'll put it into my ears. Like I literally take that smoke that burns, comes off, and I'll go like this, put it in my ears. I remember my granny done that once and I had an earache. She blew cigarette tobacco into my ear. And it worked. I don't know if it was the tobacco or my grandmother's magic breath, but it worked. It helped my ear. So I was doing that with my ears because I had a little infection in my ear. I got what they call swimmer's ear. So if I get water in there, it gets affected. So I was putting smoke in my ears from the smudge. So I'll find ways to take care of my body too. If I feel some arthritis, I'll get an ice pack and I'll put it under right away because there's an inflammation happening in my system. My granny used to use red willow. I'm going to harvest some of that this spring to keep on hand because I am starting to get touches of arthritis. So I'll take advantage of the medicines that are around. Plus I do stretching, some physiotherapy moves that I was taught in yoga and karate. I do San Chin, and it's the first kata in the style that I learned of karate. And it's about breathing and how to move, to keep myself moving, to keep my body moving. Because I'm 71 now and I want to move like I can move now for many more years. So that's how I take care of my body. And I'm paying way more attention to it now that I'm trapped at home. I have more time to do it. And for my spirit, because remember, wellness is about the mind, the body, and the spirit. So for my spirit, I burn the medicines. I sing songs. I have different instruments that I use, like I have this rattle. And I'll sit and chant. An elder taught me a chant, and he says it's a prayer song or a protection against negativity. And I remember when I heard it, and it stayed with me. And I use that. It goes, hey, yo, ooh, hey, yo, oh, hey, oh, hey, yo, ooh. And I share that with people. And that helps my spirit. Because remember, our spirit is what holds our body together. It's that magical event that happened when we were born into being a human being. May the spirit come to our mother and father. And we started cell dividing in water. We could not exist without water. And we start cell dividing till we become who I become. And I need to have that spirit to do that. When the spirit leaves this body, Jerry's going to fall apart and go back into the universe. And my spirit will go to another place. So for my spirit, I use the medicines. I breathe it in. I rub it on my skin, and my hair, and my ears. And I take that medicine in for my spirit that's holding my body together. I need to keep that spirit strong, because the indicators of a strong spirit is when you have an incredible will to live. It means you don't give up. If I lost that will to live, I'd go out. I wouldn't socially distance. I'd be reckless. I'd go out and say, I don't care. But my spirit is strong. I want to live. I want to be healthy. Another part about being a healthy spirit is that I want to be successful. I still have that drive to be successful at whatever I do. Washing dishes, cutting wood, talking to people, listening to people. I still want to be successful at it. I want to be good at it. And the other part of having a good spirit is you have this kindness. You're kind to people. You're kind to yourself. When you have that kindness, people want to be with you. People respect you. It's like you're earning their respect because you're saying good words to them. You're talking nice to them. You know, so that's how I've been maintaining myself during this time. And it's up to notch. I do it more. I do it more carefully because of what's going on now. You know, I want to go back to BC. I want to go back to see people I know in BC.
We miss you.
Yeah, and to do that, I must take care of myself in those three areas of my life, my mind, my body, and my spirit. I want to go sing songs in BC. I want to go back there and dance. And to do that, I must maintain my strength. And to do that, that's what I do now. I'm keeping myself strong for my friends and relatives in BC. When I go home, when I call home. So that's my day-to-day existence now in wellness in the coronavirus. I do get the coronavirus blues. You know, I want to go to Starbucks and have a venti, you know, caramel macchiato. You know, I want to sit down and read in the newspaper in Starbucks and listen to people talk. I do get that feeling sometimes. But my spirit says, no, Jerry, you must take care of yourself. So that's what I do. You know, and it's don't be reckless. I still have things to do. I know that in myself. To share with people, to be with people. You know, I still have that work to do. So as an elder, that's what I've been doing, you know, and my wellness plan. And I encourage everyone to have a wellness plan in those three areas. Because it's so tempting to just get into a total distraction. And that happens, we're not, if I just got into distraction, I wouldn't be developing. I'm continuously developing and growing. You know, like this elder told me, you never stop learning. You never stop being a student, because the word student means a consistent observer, someone that watches and listens when there's someone speaking to see what we can learn from them. I'm still a student. I'll be a student all my life. And I also am blessed I get to teach too. That's what I feel I'm doing today. I'm laying teachings at your feet. And if you like them, you pick them up and you run with them and you use them. You know, like using our medicines, for instance, like the rat root, the sage, the juniper. I just love this fungus. I asked an elder, what's this fungus for? And he says, oh, that's for your brain. Because our people knew there's medicine for every organ in our body in the earth. Every organ, skin, eyes, heart, liver, pancreas, brain, there's medicine in the earth for that. I had four sweats in a row, you know, for the, supporting the ones that are looking for the cure for coronavirus. I told my wife I'm going to have four sweats, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, last week, to support the healers, to send them energy, you know, and feel like I'm contributing to the healing. And that's what I had done. You know, and I'll continue to do that. Every Sunday I have a sweat and I send energy as part of my wellness plan. I'm so glad I have that. You know, I don't sit with people in the lodge because I know that's not safe. So I go by myself. I sit in there and I sing and I send energy. And I take that heat and the medicine, and it helps me, you know, to stay strong. You know, there are times I've gotten depressed in this 4 months of shutdown. You know, wanting to go back to BC sometimes. Sometimes I get scared that I'll lose some of my relatives to this. But to maintain that strength, not to stop. I do the ceremony, which I'll talk about next. But so that's covers the first part, Cole, about me taking care of myself. So I don't know if you want to take questions and answers for that part now, or just move on to the second part.
We can take. We have a few questions that have already cropped up, and they're kind of they're short, quick questions.
Okay.
So we can go for there. So the first one I have here right away, Perry asks. What makes an elder? And I think it's a good question to start from to contextualize the circle today and kind of why we're talking for everybody that doesn't know.
Yes, that's a very good question. Because in my view, there's elder and there's senior. And a senior is someone that's, let's say in society, they say over 65. That's a senior. Now, elders, to me, are the ones that absorb the teaching and share it, the teachings. Yeah, so an elder is someone that has been given teachings or gathered teachings for the people. Then they go share it with the people. That's an elder to me, someone that has skills and knowledge and kindness, and they go share it with the people. Now, a senior... There's many seniors, and there's lots of good seniors. Don't get me wrong in the compare and contrast of elder and senior. There's lots of seniors that can share practical ideas and knowledge. But elders carry cultural knowledge, their culture, their way of life, indigenous knowledge.